Manila, o Haleakala. Kila kila o Mauila, leika roselani, kua hivi nanila, o Haleakala.
Welcome to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here with you, and as always, I'm joined here in the studio by Kaho'one Panoke. Good morning, Kaho'one.
Good morning, Noe, and good morning to all of Hawaii. Aloha kakahia kakako to the islands of Hawaii, Moku'oke Awe, the island of Oahu, Maui, Kauai, and Molokai. Welcome to Nakai Evalu.
And good morning also to Vicky Holtakamine. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Noe. Good morning, Kaho'one.
Good morning, Vicky.
You're looking fabulous this morning.
You too. I love your new hairdo.
Mahalo.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, I thought you looked different. It's wonderful.
It's called flat iron.
Love it, girl. Thanks for wearing it Saturday morning. You're picking us all up. Nakai Evalu airs statewide on the Visionary Radio Network every Saturday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. It's made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. And once you hear it, you're going to want to be here every Saturday morning. Now, Vicky, tell us a little bit about what people can expect from Nakai Evalu every week.
We hope to discuss issues that are affecting the Native Hawaiian community, but the broader Hawaiian community as well. I think that the issues that Kaho'one and I have been involved with over the years are of importance to what's happening in the future. We've been involved. We'd like to bring in some guests that can share and their mana'o on these issues as well. So we hope to have some really fun, but also important guests that can share their mana'o.
Some of these issues are so complex, you know, but I really love that you and Kaho'one are able to distill it down because of your experience to the really important points. And we can get into that as well as play some fabulous music, I think.
That sounds fun to me.
That's it. And what do we got today, Kaho'one?
Today we're going to talk about the challenges that Kamehameha School is facing, and we really need to get down to discussing it and letting people know about it and the things that are not right about it.
We're going to do that, and we're going to just enjoy the breaking of a new Saturday with you folks over here. We're going to break into the new Saturday with some music, in fact. Let's start it off with something fresh off the rocks from the Ka'au Creator Boys. Vicky, what was it last week? You taught me how to say, not pauno pihi, not pik o pihi,
ku'i o pihi.
Ku'i o pihi. All right, we're going to ku'i o pihi with the Ka'au Creator Boys on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sounds like thunder, gotta head for the high ground. White water coming, no fooling around. Opihi man in the sun.
Opihi man, grab your bag and run.
Opihi man, another swell's coming your way. Opihi man, another swell's coming your way. Got to fill up your bag with the yellow and black. Your eye on a wave, don't ever turn your back.
Opihi man in the sun. Opihi man, grab your bag and run.
be man, another swell is coming your way. Be man, another swell is coming your way.
Hey, hey.
Crab on a rock, you gotta run real fast.
Gotta run, you gotta go right now.
Keep your eye on the wind, don't never turn your back. Oh, be man in the sun.
Oh, be man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, be man, another swell's coming your way.
Oh, be man, another swell's coming your way.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Daddy.
Welcome to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here with you, and as always, joined here in the studio by Kaho'one Panoke.
Aloha. Today we're going to be discussing four issues regarding Kamehameha schools, one being the recent legal challenge that has been brought about by Attorney Eric Grant regarding the admission policy once again. This is another John Doe mystery people that we don't know about. And then we're going to talk about the trustees' compensation that was recently announced. And then we'll be talking about the applications for admissions, because that has just been getting their applications for Kamehameha schools through the various grade levels. And we're going to talk about an exciting feature that Kamehameha School is doing, a new event called Relay for Life.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Vicki, good morning here. Tell us a little bit about the Relay for Life. We'll pick up there.
Great. The Relay for Life is an initiative that came out of the Alumni Association's wishes to do something for the community. And, you know, Bernice Powahi Bishop died of breast cancer. She was the founder of Kamehameha Schools. And there are so many Native Hawaiians that have been affected by cancer. We have probably the highest percentage of people in the state of Hawaii that are affected by cancer. So the Alumni Association, and you know, many of our alumni also are either survivors or have succumbed. My sister died of cancer. My mother is fighting breast cancer at this right now. She's going through radiation and chemotherapy. So in my own family, I have personal knowledge of the struggle against cancer. So the Relay for Life is August 23rd and 24th. It's a 12-hour walk around this beautiful new stadium at Kamehameha School's Kapalama Heights, Kunuiakea Stadium. Kunuiakea. It means upright, erect, and broad. It was a name for Kamehameha I. It was one of his names as well. We're going to be walking around there for 12 hours. So it'll be fun. We're going to have food booths. We're going to have crafts. We're going to have stuff for the kids. The keiki's going to arts and crafts for the kids. We're going to watch movies with them. I'm encouraging everybody to come. And
sure.
Can you please sign up and run on my team? Okay. I'm the only one on my team.
Oh, poor thing. Don't worry. It'll be filled up.
I'll
How do they sign up,
Vicki?
RFLKamehameha.org.
All night long.
Woo-hoo. So,
but you know,
what's
exciting about being up there when you're walking? It's the beautiful scenery of the city lights of Honolulu.
Yeah, at night.
At night. Isn't that beautiful? At
RFL, Relay for Life, Kamehameha.org. We'll be right back with more on Nakai Evalu. If you'd like to share your thoughts, you can always email us at nakaievalu@vrehawaii.com. Now here's Darren Benitez on the Visionary Radio Network.
Mother.
You're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Once I thought she'd really dream it, all those silly games were really hurting too. Chase a rainbow. When our eyes met, the moon was full. Along the shore, just me and you and a starry sky. Wish I could sleep without you, but sleep brings back the memories of falling in love. Thank you.
wish I could sleep without you. But sleep brings back the memory of falling in love. Now she's gone, the sky's gray, left my heart in memory and made me blue.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine show. So proud to be here with you. We'll be back with more music and a discussion on the topic of one of the cornerstones of Kamehameha School. Is that right, Vicky?
Aloha kakahiaka, everybody. We talked a little bit earlier about Bernice Pauahi Bishop and her fight against breast cancer, but she was more well-known for establishing the Kamehameha schools through her will. Now, her will was established during the Hawaiian Kingdom, and it faces many challenges today. We'll talk about those challenges to the admission policy, the fact that the schools were established to educate Native Hawaiian children.
All that's coming up next on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat-screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car-shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There ain't no bugs on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Canine Advantix provides gentle, effective protection against disease-spreading pests, so you know they're protected wherever they go. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase today.
Yeah, there may be bugs on some of you mugs, but there ain't no bugs on me.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion creeps tonight. With Advantix, the fleas don't bite him. The lion feels all right.
Advantix provides gentle, effective flea protection that works fast. Now get 1 month free. Ask your veterinarian for a free tube with purchase and keep your pets
free. So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibraTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive, the all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation on a nationwide calling plan, $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hawkers, check out the waves. The baga is big.
I just go take them. I'll go bring them back.
Surfing on the side, we're gonna be Fiji and Mike kicking up the drive. We're gonna Sean and John kicking up my vibe.
That's my cousins too. I need money for my boy. What you mean how good I is? I'm Hawaii. I'm the basis. Better than boy. Better than P. Hula here surf. Only with B.
Good morning. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here with you alongside Vicky Holtakamine and Kaho'one Panoke. And we've been talking about the current challenge to the Kamehameha School's admission policy, right, Vicky?
That's correct. You know, another challenge, another John Doe. We've had several John Does the past few years. About 5 years ago, Ilio Ulo Okalani Coalition organized a march through Kalakaua Avenue when the John Doe case was passed by the circuit court. We had to appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court, challenging our, trying to protect our schools and their admissions policy that the schools were set up for Native Hawaiian children.
What was the intent of Bernice Pauahi Bishop at that time, do you think?
I think her intent was to educate Native Hawaiian children because they were not being allowed into some of the missionary schools that were established, to make sure that her Hawaiian people were highly educated. So she used all of her assets, those that were her own personal and that was gifted to her by Princess Ruth, to establish the schools to educate Hawaiian children.
And her intent has been upheld, though, hasn't it, all along?
It's been upheld in court. So as often as they have challenged it, we have been there to help. As a graduate of Kamehameha Schools, I'm a graduate, Kohone is a graduate. Here at Visionary Radio Network are graduates of Kamehameha Schools.
What do you think it means to be able to have a school like that? For all of you, Kohone, a graduate of there, what did it mean for you to be able to have that education?
It was an awesome education. I believe that being at Kamehameha Schools really prepared me and I think a lot of our graduates for the outside world. But what's troubling is that here are a group who have decided that they don't like the idea of Kamehameha giving preference to Native Hawaiian children without even understanding the intent of the Kealii Pauahi's wishes. And that's why she was a great woman of vision, that her people needed to be educated in order to be able to survive in the world today.
I think it's even more than that. I think her, as a descendant of Ali'i, it's your kuleana to take care of your people. And, you know, Queen Liliʻokalani Trust is set up to care for indigent children, orphans. Queen Emma's hospital is set up to take care of the health. Luna Lilo Home is set up to take care of the elderly, the kupuna. So all of these Hawaiian trusts set up by Ali'i use their lands to benefit their people. They see it not just as a privilege, it is a kuleana, it is a responsibility for us to take care of the next generation.
So where's the rub? What's the problem?
Well,
here?
You know, Eric Grant
is
the attorney
for the John Doe currently.
John Doe. You know, he calls illegal racial discrimination, the courts call the legitimate use of a princess's private assets to educate and uplift the Native Hawaiian people. When you think about that, that really addresses the crux of the issue, and it's not that one group of people is given preference, although they are, but whether or not it is illegal, which it is not. And the law of the land rests with the Ninth Circuit Court ruling. What Kamehameha is doing is allowed under the law, the current law.
I disagree that it's preference, because there is no racial, ethnic, that is not represented at Kamehameha Schools. Everybody up there has some ancestry. The only thing is that they have Hawaiian too. So you have Japanese, Chinese, Haole, English, British. Every nationality is represented up at Kamehameha Schools. The only thing that you have to have is Hawaiian. So there's no exclusionary. Nobody's being excluded.
Right, Vicky. You know, you've got me wondering why these challenges are coming up now after all the years when there was no challenge to Bernice Pauahi's will at all. We'll get back to that next. Now it's time for Hui Ohana on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thank you.
Listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
On this island, I found a way to see the beauty in passing days. Flowers that impale my love, moments that some only hero. Loving under a waterfall, whispers from the ocean shell, whispers that you and I can tell. And you could keep on, bring these moments to my mind. In this land I found a way to feel the beauty of passing days. Rainbow's jewels of a misty crown, craters covered with a silken gown. Stars had always shone so bright, scattered throughout the lovely night. Where true love befell my soul, true love that came upon a grassy knoll.
All right. Welcome back to Nakai Evalo here on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa Kahoune Panoke and Vicky Holt Takamine. And we're talking about why these challenges to Kamehameha School's admissions policy have been coming up lately.
Bernice Pauahi Bishop established the schools under the kingdom laws. And her will was written under the kingdom laws.
So today's laws shouldn't apply?
Well, they were not meant to comply with U.S. constitutional law. Kamehameha Schools was not always the richest school in the nation.
No, it wasn't.
I remember when I went to Kamehameha School, they were land rich and cash poor. So they barely had enough money to pay for their for the teachers that were there. My tuition was $65 when I graduated from Kamehameha School. My father, we had four children that were attending, could barely pay our tuition because we couldn't afford it. But I had the best education, $65 a year. And that's what I think Kamehameha School provides for us, for somebody like me who could not afford to go to Punahou or Iolani. It gave us the best education for a nominal fee because they cover the bulk of it. They cover that. Kamehameha Schools has been attacked over and over again, so they were forced to sell all of their Kahala lands. And that's what made them the richest school in the nation, because through the sales of their own lands, they were forced by the legislature. Tell me how our legislature gets involved with this. I should have been around in this when that happened. But the legislature forced Kamehameha Schools to sell all of their Kahala property, which made them cash rich. The trustees then invested that money in Goldman Sachs. They then put that money to work. So the fact that the trustees use that money to leverage, build, and develop the other properties to make sure that they had enough money to run their schools. That's what made them so attractive to these John Does and to the Eric Grants. It's all about the money. They have assets now in over $9 billion in assets. They were not really there in the 60s. They were very, very poor.
I know a lot of these assets are being used to start early childhood programs all around the communities, all around the islands. We need to think about how that money is benefiting the entire community.
And when you think about it, in last year's report, the amount of resources that Kamehameha Schools use had an impact on over 36,000 Native Hawaiian children throughout the state of Hawaii.
But and not that's only good that, for the whole state.
They also support programs in the Department of Education.
Right.
So statewide, they're paying into the DOE as well. So they provide, there's the impact of their assets in people like me. I teach at the University of Hawaii. I feel that my classes, everybody that comes to my class receives the benefits of Kamehameha Schools. I was educated there. So I think of myself as being an ambassador, as an extension of the Kamehameha Schools. Every graduate is an extension of KS.
A lot to think about here.
And by the way, the deadline for applications to attend Kamehameha Schools is on September 30th, 2008. So for those of you who are interested in having your children apply for Kamehameha Schools on all three campuses, please call our admissions office for an application at 842-8800. Or you can visit Kamehameha Schools' website, www.ksbe.edu.
We'll be back with more on Nakai Evalu. If you'd like to share your thoughts on this or any other issue, or on the music, you can email us at nakaievalu@vrehawaii.com.
waikiki mako aya na ikeke me ama ama ia oh you and I ikapa hulu mako aya na lipoa me ama ama Mako ayana ikapipisto heme ama amoia for you and I our eyes have met our lips not yet pala mapono kokino I'm gonna get you yeah. Na mai kapuana o wakale apaha e me ama amauia for you and I hai na mai kapuana.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine show. Noe Tanigawa here with Kahoune Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and we'll be back with more music and discussion on the topic of, well, we've been talking about money. And now we're moving into the importance of trustee compensations as related to their responsibilities with Kamehameha schools. That's coming up on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work. And at play, we are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
How's it? Welcome to What's Happening with Hawaiian Electric. I'm Jen with my co-host, Glenn.
We want to say, way to go, Oahu.
That's right. You've already purchased 700,000 energy-saving CFLs in 2007.
I'm changing every bulb in my house to an Energy Star CFL. So I'll not only save money, I'll help preserve the environment too. But I've got this dimmer switch for my track and recessed lighting.
Say no more. Now on Oahu, you can buy dimmable spiral and reflector type CFLs. Just look for the word dimmable on the CFL package. They're perfect for fixtures where you can dim the lights.
So you could say dimmable CFLs make for a brighter future. Pretty clever, huh? You know, it's not easy coming up with these imaginative, insightful one-liners. I mean,
and as we dim the volume on Glenn, remember to visit HECO.com to get your CFL coupons. Please join us again next time on What's Happening with Hawaiian Electric. Aloha.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen... Would you like a bite of my halpia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's halpia pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here with you. And as always, I'm joined here in the studio by Vicky Holt-Takamine and Kaho'one Panoke. Kaho'one, we were talking about trustee compensation. Where are we going to start with that issue?
Well, I think what's important when we're discussing the trustees' compensation is to keep in mind the responsibilities, the kuleana that the trustees have. And one of the basic kuleana that they have, besides the fiduciary responsibility, is the fact that they're responsible. We hold them responsible and accountable to the Native people and to ensure that Kamehameha schools will be here today, tomorrow, and in perpetuity for the future and the unborn Native Hawaiian. So when you take that kind of responsibility and look at the big picture, then, you know, ample trustee compensation needs to be discussed.
I think there's been criticism out there. I certainly read a couple of editorials that the trustees should receive little or no compensation and compared them to the trustees of, like, the Ford Foundation or other organizations who make $21,000 to $46,000 a year. Okay, so I don't want somebody who's making $21,000 running a $9 billion estate and making decisions on that, because they have no vested interest in ensuring that the schools and the estate continues into perpetuity. We know what happened when Lunalilo Home was run by trustees who were not compensated for their work. Their idea was sell all the land and then use that money to run Lunalilo Home, which now has no money. They had more, Lunalilo, in setting up Lunalilo Home, had more land than Kamehameha Schools, than Bishop Estate at the time that that was. They're now cash poor, land poor. And they barely have enough money to run their operations, just that one home on that one parcel of land. Well, that's what happens when you have trustees who don't give a rip about ensuring that this estate continues into perpetuity. Now, they're going to compare this to Ford Foundation and the other. They're not facing these challenges. There's no John Doe's out there trying to sue them every year. So they're not facing lawsuits. They're not facing challenges to their estate, challenges to the will, the very foundation, the organizing documents that establish the school. This is what Kamehameha Schools has been facing for years. So you certainly don't want people who are going to throw their hands up and say, I don't get paid to do this.
For $21,000.
No.
Well, if the beneficiaries are happy and the other stakeholders are happy, who's complaining and why? We'll deal with that next time we speak. First, a mele to kind of cool us off here. Anakai Evalu, the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, my kela.
Oh, Yimenho, boy. Yimenho.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Did I ever say how I feel about you? Did I never find that easy to do? Things that you do, no need to be heard. I know your actions, babe, be louder than words. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try a sip. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. Till the sun comes up, I'm heading over like a steaming train, foot to the floor in a driving rain. My head is aching and my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only can satisfy. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to suck. When you're empty, I'll fill you up, drink it down till the sun comes
to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
This song was written for the Charles Lindbergh Estate in Kipahulu on the island of Maui. Such a beautiful place to be. The mountain range, the smell of lipoa, and the inviting home in the calm. As my brother Hoku writes, Ka'i'ini pau'ole, akamakemake. This is a place that leaves you, always wanting to return.
Nakai Evalu, Saturday mornings on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here, Kahone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine. We've been talking about current issues around Kamehameha schools, and some of the questions have been about the amount of trustee compensation here. Vicky, how do they determine that amount?
Well, in 1999, the probate court set up a trustee compensation committee to review and study and recommend a level of a compensation for Kamehameha's trustees that is deemed reasonable under the circumstances. In 2007, the court appointed businessman and Kamehameha School graduate Michael Rollins, a trust attorney Roseanne Gu, and accountant Douglas Goto to the committee. The committee then hired Mercer LLC as an independent San Francisco-based consulting firm to evaluate the factors and the data relating to trustee compensation. So they make a recommendation to provide about $1,500 for each of the meetings that the trustees are required to attend. And it's a base retainer of $75,000 a year plus $1,500 a meeting. I think it ends up to be about $187,000 for each trustee and $217,500 for the chair. But I think you have to look at the issues that Kamehameha School trustees face. Are all of the other foundations that they are being compared to dealing with admissions policies and challenges to the will of their organizations, the foundation of their organizations? No, they're not. They're only dealing with policy and who we're going to fund. Ford Foundation just deals with how are they going to give their money away. They're not dealing with people trying to dismantle their organization. And I think that's a real big difference that we have to look at.
And I think also that not only with the Kamehameha School's trustees, but that every graduate, you know, has that responsibility to understand the processes that go about and to defend our institution. It's our school as the beneficiaries and for the beneficiaries to come. And I think we need to stand behind of our trustees and let them know that we support them in the good work that they do. And that if they do wrong, we're also there to tell them.
Well, I think some of our alumni have already vocally expressed the fact that they think that they should not be paid that much. And I disagree with them because they're not having to deal with this. I still say, look at what happened to Luna Lila Home.
And we'll be back with more on Nakai Evalu. If you'd ever like to share your thoughts with us, we would love to hear from you. Email nakaievalu@vrehawaii.com.
And you know what? We need to extend our aloha to John Coco, who is in the hospital. And we're not telling you what hospital because doctors have ordered him to bed and there'll be no visitors. But what better way to think of him but with the recording of Makaha Sons and Hualalai on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine. You can always email us at nakaievalu@vrehawaii.com. Noe Tanigawa here. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kahoone Panoke. Coming up, we get to feature a new song from, in this case, new Hawaiian music artists, Kaloku and Keawe, and their release is called Take Me Back. We'll get to that next here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Let us lift it, let us load it, we can truck it anywhere. Let us handle it or store it, we ship it all with care.
When you need storage space, you want to know your belongings will be where you put them, in the same condition you left them. You want a company that specializes in safe, secure storage. You want Island Movers, Hawaii's number one moving and storage specialist. From planning to packing, from shipping to delivery, and yes, for storage too, you can count on Island Movers. For your free estimate, call 832-4000. That's 832-4000. Down the street or around the world, when you need to move, call Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Moving is more than a business, it's our responsibility. Island Movers, Island Movers, your total transportation services company.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You're going to break something now.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
Our ad guy suggested we audition a bunch of frogs to help us talk about our workers' comp insurance, about Hemic's superior value.
Next!
But we still haven't found one that can tell you about Hemic's great safety programs, return to work, fraud prevention, and other services that protect workers and save employers money.
Thank you.
You know, we haven't even gotten a Hemic out of the little guys.
Next.
Maybe we should change our name to Rivet.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
For most businesses in Hawaii, there's only one word to remember for workers' comp insurance. What was that?
He said Hemic, Mr. Dove.
Okay. One word that tells employers they're getting the most value for their workers' compensation dollar. Service that protects workers and saves employers money. That was supposed to be Hemic?
I thought that one sounded good enough.
Well, good enough isn't good enough at Hemic.
All right, bring in the other frog.
Hemic, Hawaii's workers' comp specialist.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by CGI and Wyndham.
Mmm, so juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
He ku aloha e.
Oh, hey, Allah.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Up next, we'll hear a new song from the brothers Kaloko and Keawe and talk about what's coming up next week on Nakai Evalu. Right now, it's Sean Na'awau, Fish and Poi on the Visionary Radio Network.
All the flavors. There's one thing I can't understand is why I'm never satisfied. There's nothing like the feeling when you start craving. Flashbacks reminiscing about that one very first luau. Soon as I start to head back home, I call my brothers up on the phone. We're heading down to the special place where you can warm up for days. I like my fish and poi. I'm a big boy. Lomi salmon, deep picaula, extra large lily koi. Squid or chicken luau. Don't forget the lau lau. Beef or tripe stew, just to name a few. Oh yeah. Specialities and mama's poi mochi. Smoked meat shoyu pokey with the rice can make a bad day feel real nice. I'm flashing back all over again. I know you feel what I'm feeling within, and every local boy would agree that it's just the I like my fish and poi. I'm a big boy. Lomi salmon, deep picaula, extra large lily koi. Squid or chicken luau. Don't forget the lau lau. Beef or tripe stew, just to name a few. Oh yeah.
Listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Wise and blind, it don't thrill me, 'cause I'm in love with the local boys. Don't try to convince me, because the local boys are local, oy. It doesn't matter what island, in the mountains or near the sea, if I want someone special, local boys are the one for me. You may say I'm crazy, but I'm right. Keep you warm throughout the coldest nights. Wherever you go in the islands, you see them all here on the street, but my eyes never wander, because the local boys can't be beat. Oh, oh, local boys. La da 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 da. Local boys.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here, Vicky Holt Takamine, Kahoone Panoke. And now is the time on Nakai Evalu, one of our favorite moments, right?
Yes, Kahoone? Very exciting.
When we get to feature a new song from, in this case, new Hawaiian music artists, and they're in town, so we're so happy we caught them. This week's featured artist, Kaloku and Keawe, and their release is called Take Me Back.
Welcome home.
Aloha. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's so great to have the both of you here. Now, really, Kaloko and Keawe, how old were you when you moved from here?
When we first left Honolulu, I was 13 and my brother was 9.
So, what do you remember from those days? Is that what you're putting into your music now?
Some of the songs that we write have things from back when we were growing up here, as well as travels to different countries or just throughout daily lives. So we just write songs sometimes.
Where you live now?
Currently, we are in Vancouver, Washington, northwest of the mainland.
So what motivates you to write the beautiful music that you do?
Some of the songs that I write kind of deals with everyone that moves away from Hawaii. And then you kind of get homesick, which everybody gets that feeling, no matter if you visited there for a while and then you left and you didn't want to leave. I kind of write songs regarding that kind of stuff, little homesick songs, so it kind of touches everyone.
Got you involved with hula and Tahitian drumming and the things that you do in Vancouver.
It was pretty interesting, actually, because we didn't start playing music or dancing until we actually moved to the mainland, so that was really never part of us. My mom is a big part of that. She, you know, we live with family. And we started off as backup Polynesian musicians, drummers and stuff like that. And then he taught himself how to play guitar in Nashville, Tennessee. And then,
really? You know,
and then he taught himself how to play the ukulele.
So, and then,
because we didn't have a radio.
Yeah, we picked up a couple little gigs that we knew, 9 songs. And then from there, it's just been growing throughout the years. And then, you know, trying to push out this new CD. And then see where it takes us. So,
great. Well,
I can hardly wait to hear you guys. Any other influences on your music you want to tell us about now?
Yeah, when we were growing up, it's not that we played music or did anything musical, but just being around my dad, Albert Holt, was still plays music and was in a band that when we were growing up, Hanapa'a, and a lot of the influences, like even the songs that we do today, we just kind of put a little twist on there, but it's pretty much the same songs that my dad guys did. When I was growing up.
So if people are visiting your area, are you folks performing that you can tell them where to go to, or how do they find you in Vancouver, Washington?
We have a MySpace. That always is a good online thing. So we have myspace.com/Koloku and Keawe.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to what is probably a premiere for you, Koloku and Keawe, Anakai Evalu, the Visionary Radio Network.
Time to spend my days at the place where I was raised. All I need is sunshine to warm up my life, feel the tropical breeze. How could I be gone so long?
Be gone so long.
I think it's time I say, take me back. Hawaiian Islands, bring us home. To this place I wanna be, in the middle of the sea. Take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home. To this paradise land, where we can play in the sand. What I am is a local boy, even though I'm far away, I'm Hawaiian every day. What I miss is my family. Been away too long, but you're always in my heart. How could I be gone so long?
Be gone so long.
I think it's time I say, take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home.
Hawaiian Islands.
To this place I wanna be, in the middle of the sea. Take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home.
Hawaiian Islands.
To this paradise land, we can play in the sand. Sometimes I daydream about my home.
Sometimes I daydream about my home.
Where flower fragrances fill the air. And up on the mountains I can hear the sunshine to warm up my life, feel the tropical breeze. How could I be gone so long?
Be gone so long.
I think it's time I say, take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home.
Hawaiian Islands.
To this place I wanna be, in the middle of the sea. Take me back, Hawaiian Islands, bring us home.
Hawaiian Islands.
To this paradise land, where we can play in the sand.
Take me back, Hawaiian Islands.
This is where I wanna be. Take me back,
Hawaiian Islands.
This is where I wanna be. Take me back.
Oh, how'd you like that? Koloku and Keawe, their new CD, Take Me Back. You heard it here on Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine, Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa with you here, along with Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Nakai Evalu airs statewide on the Visionary Radio Network. Today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu. Q103, 103.7 Maui. The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai. The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island. And KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Boy, we covered some ground today, didn't we?
We sure did. Talking about Kamehameha schools and the legal challenges that are upon them now. We talked about trustees' compensation. We talked about Kamehameha Schools Relay for Life, and it's been a great show. I hope that we've been able to provide a lot of information to our people, our listeners out there.
Well, I think, you know, we've covered a lot of ground today. I think these issues are not going to go away, so we'll probably have to come back to them in the future, keep you updated on what's happening with these court challenges to Kamehameha Schools. Next week, we have a very special guest in the studio with us, Clyde Namu'o, the administrator for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. We'll talk about Kauinoa. We'll talk about other issues facing the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Stay tuned. We hope that you enjoyed listening to us today and have some questions for us. Don't forget to email us. You know, let us know what you're interested in as well. We're off to Waimea Falls Park because this afternoon we kick off the Office of Hawaiian Affairs ownership of Waimea Valley. It's come back to our people. We look forward to what's happening in Waimea Falls. And, you know, Clyde can give us an update on that as well.
And you know what? Awana Salazar is appearing at the Waimea Valley, Shan Na'awao. And guess what? Kumuhula Viki Kohotakamini and Pua Ali'i Lima. So it's going to be a great afternoon out there in Waimea. Please get in your cars right now. Drive out there. It only costs you $10 for the admission. And they're going to have all kinds of activities and walks and different arts and crafts. People that are going to be there, demonstrators that have been put together by Mele Meyer. And the whole staff out at Waimea Valley is really looking forward to having everybody there. So please come and join us this afternoon. And you know what? It's our valley once again.
So much to look forward to. We want to hear all about it next week again. And you'll be here next week, won't you, for more music, more talking about the issues that face Hawaii, all of Hawaii, right here on Nakai'i Valu.
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.